Alrighty, now I want to talk about something that has me super excited for you and your real estate business: podcasting. One of the major ideas that I preach to real estate agents constantly is the fact that you need to have a consistent way to get in front of your sphere, your leads, and your market to connect and build relationships with them, which ultimately turns into real estate deals for your business. Podcasting is an amazing way to create this kind of content, and it connects with people unlike any other form of content. When your audience is listening to your podcast, they connect with you just as if you were sitting down together, sharing a cup of coffee and chatting for an hour. But the power is in the fact that you can have this conversation with hundreds, thousands, or really an unlimited number of people all at one time. Now, here's the problem that prevents most agents from taking advantage of the power of podcasting. Up until now, it's been way too hard for the average agent to get started. But all of that has changed because of Anchor. When you're starting a podcast, you'll have a ton of questions. Questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money with my podcast? Well, the answer to every one of these questions has become really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and is ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can even get paid to podcast. So if you want to see the power that podcasting can bring to your real estate business, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Real Estate Growth Hackers Quick Tips. My name is Zach Hammer, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about Anchor and how real estate agents can, and I think should, be using Anchor as a great way to generate content for your real estate market. So let's go ahead and dive right into that. Before we get into that great content, I want to talk to you about a free gift that I'm going to give to you right now. So one of the things that I see agents really dropping the ball on is that they're very focused constantly on just getting more and more and more leads. It's like an addiction, just getting more leads. And while we definitely talk about that, and it's a worthwhile thing to have enough leads and to get the right kind of leads, really the biggest question that agents should focus on as soon as they're able to generate leads is, what do you do with those leads after you generate them? And so I've answered that question. I put together a course called Ultimate Lead Machine. In this course, I walk you through everything that you need to know about how you process leads, what it looks like from start to finish, what you do with leads when you first get them, what you do with leads to help qualify them, what you do with leads who tell you that they're ready to sell or buy, what you do with leads who tell you that they're not ready to sell or buy, and what to do with leads that you can't get a hold of. So I put all that together. It's in a course, a free course that you can get that's called Ultimate Lead Machine. To get that course, all you gotta do is pull out your phone. Go ahead, I'll wait. Okay, you got it? Okay, so with your phone, you're gonna text LEAD TIPS to 444-999. That's LEAD TIPS, one word, LEADTIPS, to 444-999, and we'll get you instructions on how you can get access to that free course. Okay, so we're talking about Anchor and how real estate agents can use Anchor to grow their real estate business. So first off, what is Anchor? Anchor is an app, a platform that you can use to record quick sound bites and put them together basically into a radio show. One of the key things that they offer, and this is actually the biggest reason why I recommend it for real estate agents, one of the key things that Anchor offers is the ability to take those different segments that you can put together and then put them together into episodes that then automatically go out and become podcasts in iTunes and Google Play, and other networks can pick them up as well. So That's the key reason why it's valuable, because in spite of whether or not Anchor as a platform grows to be massive or not, a whole lot of people are jumping on using it. It's pretty cool. In fact, there are probably people on right now listening to this on Anchor as well, because you can listen there too. But so not only is it growing, but even if it didn't grow very big, and the actual Anchor audience itself didn't grow massive, the podcast audience is growing massively. Tons of people are getting on podcasts, and podcasts are a really great way to connect with people very directly. So what's interesting, there's actually some psychology at play here. When somebody is listening
to you talking. It gets processed in their brain in a similar way as their own thoughts, right? Like the brain has a hard time distinguishing between something that they're hearing, especially so close in like earbuds or whatever, right? So they're taking in what you're saying almost as their own thoughts, and this creates a really close, really deep connection. With podcasts, it's not generally the kind of thing where people are skipping around through a bunch of content. So you're able to really convey the message you want to convey in your own voice, in your own tone, and communicate very deeply with people who could become, you know, your potential clients. Or in many cases, what this would be good for is also to connect with your past clients. So that's a bit about, you know, what Anchor is and why I think it's a great opportunity. One other thing about why it's such a great opportunity is how easy it is to use Anchor. So I really recommend, I haven't done an episode on this yet, but like Facebook Lives are really good as well right now for content. But one of the things that's a problem with Facebook Live is you're likely going to feel the need to, you know, if you wear makeup, to put on makeup, to dress up in a nice suit so that you have that right, you know, professional image, depending on the kind of content that you're putting out. And you're going to have at least some potential obstacle to deciding whether or not you're going to, you know, sit down and do a Facebook Live. But with Anchor, since it's audio-based, you can be about to go to bed, you could be sitting in your car, you could have just rolled out of bed and you know, be wearing nothing but your pajamas, and you don't have to worry about that. I mean, right now, you have no idea what I'm wearing, for instance, right? So you don't have to think about that, so it's one less obstacle to prevent you from getting out there and making content. But what's cool is that because it makes it so easy to get in front of a large audience using the Apple or the Google Play podcast networks, you have an easy way to get your content, your thoughts, and your, you know, message out to a lot of people in a very simple, easy way. So I mean, Facebook Lives are great. It's just the reality of life is that you're probably not going to do them as much. So Anchor fits in this really great place where you can throw together some really quick content that'll help to grow your business, that'll help you to connect with clients. And the more clients know, like, and trust you, the more likely they are to work with you. So that covers, you know, the what Anchor is and why I recommend it. In the next segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about what kind of content you can actually use on Anchor that fits this format and some of what that might look like. It's not going to be an end-all be-all, but it's some ideas based on what I've seen working and what kind of content really seems to fit the platform. In the previous segment, I talked a bit about what Anchor is and why it's a great option for real estate agents right now. In this segment, I'm gonna take that a step further, and I'm gonna actually talk a little bit about what you can actually be posting on Anchor, how you can be using it, and a little bit I'll dive into what not to do. So let's actually start there. So with Anchor, one of the things that I really, some of what I've seen that I don't recommend doing. If you want to do something like a market update, I recommend stepping back away from the pure numbers, you know, saying how many new listings, how many, you know, homes are on the market, how many sold, days on market, all of that. And here's the reason why. It's really hard for a lot of people to take that information and to process it and actually create something meaningful from it. So what I would do instead is instead of giving a market update with a whole lot of numbers to it, I would give very clear information about what that means for somebody, right? So if you're talking about a market that's a seller heavy market, you might say, you know, hey, right now we're seeing a lot of buyer interest, but not many homes coming on the market. What that's creating is that's creating a seller market. So that what this means to you. So if you own a home and you have been considering selling, now might be a great time to sell your home because values are going up because of this buyer market, and you're very likely to be able to sell quickly because of that buyer market. If you're looking to buy a home, you know, do note that there may be some difficulty because there are a lot of buyers coming in. So you want to partner with a good real estate agent who's able to help you navigate those types of situations. If you're an investor, this is where we're seeing good options. Anyway, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but you get the idea of how you could take the information that you're seeing, the days on market, the state of the market, and potentially pull out a few audiences and talk to them directly and say what that information would mean to them. Now, sure, if you want to throw in some numbers, that's fine. That can help. But the key thing is that you want to cover what it means to them, what changes in their life as a result of them knowing that information or those numbers and appeal to them on that. So that's kind of the market update sort of style of update. Now, the reality is you shouldn't and you probably aren't going to be able to do a whole ton of those, right? Like doing more than once a month on that is going to get pretty boring pretty quick and it's not going to be very relevant. So what can you do in the meantime? Well, one of the things that I think really works well is as real estate agents, you tend to be very knowledgeable on what's actually going on in the community, what it's like to live in that area. So you can talk about lifestyle style posts, right? So talk about restaurants, talk about what's going on with a specific restaurant and why you like it. Maybe share a bit of a story of the time that you went there and what you enjoy and give people the opportunity to check it out. Maybe even call up some of these business owners and arrange to do an interview so that you could talk to them about what they have going on and why local people might enjoy coming and checking them out, that kind of thing. So local restaurants, local businesses. Shoot, you can even recommend, you know, the gardener that you'd recommend, the lawn care service, and explain why their service is so great. Because the reality is, the kind of audience that you want to attract and that is actually going to consistently listen to content is not likely going to be people that every single time they're listening to you, they're looking to buy or sell. So Anchor is a really great place to keep in touch with that audience that may not be in the market right now. But if you stay in front of them and you keep putting out good content that lets them connect with you as a person, when it comes time to buy or sell, you will be the agent they think about. So you put out these kind of messages that let them experience life in the community if they're not living there, or if they are living there, maybe you point them out something that they didn't know about, or you point them to an experience that they didn't know that they could have. And those types of updates are fairly timeless in the sense of, you know, somebody doesn't have to be needing to buy or sell right now in order for it to be useful. So they will always be interested in listening to that. So those are the kinds of content that I would really recommend. I'm sure there are other options too, other things that you can point people to. It's always good as well to have some sort of signal trigger to get people to raise their hand to say that they might be interested in buying or selling. So throwing something in like that would be good too. But those are some of the ideas for content. So now I'm putting it back out to you. Go ahead and take a look at Anchor, maybe download it. Try, hop on there and create a couple of episodes, create a couple of snippets to see what the platform's like, see how easy it is, and start generating some content that you can use with your audience and maybe a potential new audience to grow your real estate business and start building up a following. So now I put the conversation back out to you. What did you think of this episode? Do you think that you might use Anchor? Do you have more ideas for content that you can create on Anchor? Or maybe a contradictory opinion about whether or not Anchor is a worthwhile platform to even be on? If you'd like to join in the conversation, then hop on Anchor and go ahead and call in to this show and let me know what you think. If you have any questions, need any help, anything like that, feel free, call in. I'd love to get you involved in the conversation. If you haven't already, make sure that you go and get your free gift, The Ultimate Lead Machine, where we teach you how to deal with leads once you've already generated them, how to process them, etc. You can get that by grabbing your phone and texting Lead Tips to 444-999. That again is Lead Tips, L-E-A-D-T-I-P-S, that's one word, to 444-999. Thanks so much, and I hope to see you next time.